Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we're talking about big visions and little tiny sprints. Now, I know not all of you are sprinters, and I'm a sprinter. This is going to be a little bit different from what we're talking about in rhythm, because this is really about how to create those big visions that are way beyond our immediate gratification and staying in the present can actually handle. The beautiful part, and I know I've talked about this before, but the beautiful part about being intuitive is we get these amazing downloads. And I know that y'all are using your crockpots now, and I love that. But sometimes there's a vision that's so big and so juicy, and we want it so badly. We could feel it in our entire system, right? And so we take it out of the crock pot because we know it's ready. We know we're ready to start living into this big vision right now. We take it out and we look at it and we go, there is no way I will ever be able to create this huge vision, this huge world-changing, paradigm-shifting, economy-altering thing that has been downloaded to me. There's just no way I can create this in a lifetime. And there's certainly nothing in it for me now. And so we put it back in the crock pot, which is all well and good, but we can feel the energy calling to us. So it's like this crazy dynamic of like, oh my gosh, I know this is my mission. I know this is my purpose. And I know I gotta start doing something towards it right now. And if we don't start doing something with it towards it, right now, a little piece of us dies. And we start feeling like we'll never actually do anything of worth on this planet. Well, you know, the funny thing is, we're given these huge visions and these huge missions, but the only thing we're ever asked to do is to take the next indicated step towards it. We don't have to know how we're going to save the gorillas or, you know, feed the world or do all of these things that we are meant to do. We don't need to know how. And we certainly are not going to wake up tomorrow having accomplished it. But we could wake up the next day having accomplished it, or the next year, or the next, you know, lifetime, and have had it be done. And the way we do it is to not worry so much about the big vision, love the big vision, encompass, you know, put it through your entire system as your mission on this planet. And we talk a lot about purpose in the world of self-development. And for many years, I avoided the whole purpose conversation because I just didn't understand it. I just didn't understand it because I couldn't feel it. That goes back to that feeling space. For intuitives, we have to feel it right now in the present tense for us to really buy in. We can understand that this giant purpose is something that we can accomplish, but if we can't feel it in this moment, it's very hard for us to, you know, future self project or go back into the past. We have to stay present for our intuition to really come flow through us. We have to stay in the present tense where we are the most powerful. So how do we get from there to right here and still be taking steps towards? I know I filled out a questionnaire for a mastermind not too long ago. And in this mastermind, they were asking me, like, where do you expect your business to be in 3, 5, 10 years? You know, it's that standard horrible question of, where are you going? Where do you want to be? What's the big vision? And my response was pretty simple. I have no freaking idea. I'm all falling apart over here. I have no idea where I'm going to be in 3 years. I don't even know where I'm going to be in 3 months. I cannot project out that far. My dream and my vision and my purpose is to fundamentally change the conversation around spirituality, intuition, empathy, energy, magic in respect to the world of entrepreneurism. However, I have no idea what that's going to mean in 3 years or 5 years, or even if that will still be what I am driven towards doing. But I know that it's my purpose right now, and I know what my mission is right now. And I'm going to live into that mission right now and not worry so much that it's this huge, giant vision and where it's going to be in 3, 5, 10 years. Because I don't know. When you live in a place of deep intuition, you have no idea where you're going. You just wake up and do what you're told that day. And this is where I'm going to pull your big vision back and say, have the big vision. Carry it with you right now in this moment. Not worry about what it's going to look like in the future. Focus on what you can do today to be that mission. Focus on what you can do in service of that mission. Because if you do things that are in service of the mission, then the mission gets chipped away at in little teeny tiny steps and little teeny tiny sprints. When we created Master Soul University, that was in service of my greater mission. It wasn't, I'm going to create Master Soul University and it's going to fulfill my purpose. It was in service of my great mission. And I took small little steps towards creating that which served my purpose. The mission that serves my purpose. And so take that big vision, but don't be overwhelmed by how it's supposed to look or when it's supposed to manifest. Get down to the core. Go back and look at those crockpots and say, okay, which of these projects is most in service of this mission that I can do this week, today, within the next 2 weeks, within the next 2 months, 3 months, but don't project out further than 90 days. Because something happens to us after 90 days. We can have giant visions, but after we cross that 90-day mark, our imaginations start to get a little overwhelming. And we stop actually making progress on what it is we're creating when our imaginations get stretched too far. Within that 90 days, there's a comfort for our soul. There's a comfort for our intuition and our spirit to say, okay, this is what we are in service of for the next, you know, however long we're going to be doing it. I'm going to be creating these things in service of the larger vision. We get huge visions every single day. Our job is to actually chunk it down into the present tense. That's where that one thing comes into really real power right now. So if I could sprint like crazy on one thing today, what is it going to be? If I can do one thing in service of my mission, in sort of that service of that greater vision, what is it going to be? If in the next 30, 60, 90 days, I created one thing in service of that greater mission, what does it need to be? Which crock pot is going to be most in service of what I am creating towards that greater mission right now? See, we don't live life in accordance to how we get to that great big picture. We live life in accordance to what we can do today. Be your message today. Be in service of the mission today. Not because the mission is going to look like da 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 in years from now, but because today you are living into what it is you are being called to create on this planet. Don't get lost in the big vision. Bring it all the way back into the next step, into the next thing that your intuition says that it's going to create. Be clear with the mission and ask, what can I do in service of creating that mission right now, today? What is that one thing that I need to create today, right now, right? Don't get lost in the big vision. Bring it down into what next step you can create in service of the vision. Got it? Ask your questions in the Facebook group. I look forward to this dialogue because it's such a huge differentiator. And you'll notice that throughout Master Soul University leading up to this class and from here on out, everything that I'm asking of you is to not worry about these huge things, but to bring it down to the core of what your intuition really wants you to do, which is everything right now, not worrying about where it's leading. I look forward to the discussions, and I'll see you on the inside of the Facebook group. Big loves. Mwah.